Beautiful day. The announcements are mostly, you know, the same you're familiar with. I'll just highlight a couple of them. I want to remind you about the food bank that we, you know, have, especially the first Sunday of the month, but food is welcome. Canned goods are welcome any time of the month. Every Saturday, of course, we have the farmer's market, and we're winding down. We're only going to have a few weeks left, so your opportunity to get some of Judy's blueberry muffins and stick them in your freezer to tide you over the winter, or to get some of the breads and put them in your freezer. The pies, you know, they're nice in the winter. let's see, next weekend is the women's seminar in Springfield, where some of our women will be going to. If you're interested, you can see Elaine or Gary about that. The box tops for the Whale Elementary School. Well, yeah, that's it. Anybody else have any announcements? Sorry. No? Okay.
I just want to let people know that the Share Fair is October 14th.
So October 14th. So go through your closets and your you know, houses, and if you find things that you're that you no longer need but are might be useful to somebody else, put them aside and get them ready to come on October 14th. It's a wonderful day.
And for some people that don't know, it's free.
It's all free.
And you can you can drop off something, but if there's something you see that you need, you can take it.
Absolutely.
Emphasis on the share.
That's right. That's
but
right.
But this isn't a dump, so don't.
Not a dump. Yeah, don't bring.
No, we want usable things and usable good clothing or household items.
Yeah.
Also, we have soups and chilies and some finger food desserts that are just available for free. It's just, it's really a nice day. Really a nice, nice day. If you've never come, really make it a point to come. You'll enjoy it. What about prayer requests? Well, let me start with the ones we've got, I guess. We've got Robin Bradbury, who has cancer. Kelly Morin is looking for an apartment and a job, I guess. Prayers for Bob and Judy and Alma and Charlie. For the cancer people that we have. For our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, that as school starts, some are starting this coming week, I guess. Most, I guess, are starting the following week, but it'll be here before you know it, and pray that they have a good year and a safe year. Continued prayers for Faith, who is here today, for Pat Haley, for Jay's stepdad, for Jackie's brother, for George, who's also here today, for Kit and Priscilla Varney, Barbara Costa, Phyllis, who's here, Susan White, and for Barbara, and who's just coming in now, and her husband Jack, and Kelly Morin, as they get better. Does anyone else have any prayer requests? Yes, Charlie.
Yeah, I was talking to Mike Pfeiffer. He's got it, sells the repurposed lawnmowers and things on the side of the road, and he got bit by a tick in his knee, and he got Lyme disease, but his knee, like, swelled up or something. So he's had a, so he's on crutches. So pray for him to get a full recovery.
Anybody else? Oh, Faith.
Thank you for prayers. Pat came home on Friday.
Oh.
6 months he's been.
Wow.
We'll just pray that he's faithful.
Yes, yeah, so that's good. That's good. Answered prayer there for sure.
I lift up Gail and Joel. You notice they're not here today. If you're a texter, you probably got a text message from me to ask in prayers for Gail. Gail was extremely sick, and they didn't know if she had heart attack symptoms or gallbladder or whatever. And so she's back home today resting, and it turns out they believe it's just a virus. But they had to go through and eliminate all the other things that were going on. So that's why they're not here today. The last text I got from Joel was like this morning.
She doing better?
She was asleep and back home.
But
so
they were at home.
Yeah, that's why I assume it's all, you know, whatever it was calmed down.
Thank you. Well, I guess please stand if you're able for the call to worship.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it's good to be all gathered here on this gorgeous day that the Lord has provided. We come in today, and today's sermon is called Faith or Fear. We live in controversial times where there's a lot of things going on. You know, I survived the turbulent 60s, and I thought we were done with protests and all that kind of stuff. But I guess you're never done with it. And so there's a lot of folks that I talk to during the week that say, geez, you know, this bothered me. The president said this. This bothers me. North Korea bothers me. Local news in Wales bothers me. Every stuff bothers me. And so this week's sermon is faith or fear. If you're a Christian, you can't have both.
That's right.
You either got faith or you got fear. Everybody's going to be afraid at some time in their life or another. I was career Army, so I know a lot about being afraid. But faith is what gets you through the fear. So today, as we come together and we're out here and grace to be in this pavilion pervaded by God, no cathedral on the face of the earth can match the work that God does. So our call to worship is 664, Loyalty and Courage. If you turn to that, 664. First part's from 2 Timothy. It's broken up in the paragraphs. I'll read the beginning, and then where it starts, you then, my child, will read that all, that whole paragraph in unison. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Do not be ashamed then of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel, relying on the power of God who saved us and called us with holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Jesus Christ before the ages began, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to the light through the gospel. Reading together, you then,
my child, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and what you heard from me and many witnesses, and trust to faithful people who will be able to teach others as well. Share in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving in the army gets entangled in everyday affairs. Soldiers aim to please the enlisting officer. The same is sure. If we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved by him, a worker who need not be ashamed, rightly explaining the word of truth.
Amen.
It's interesting, and it's the part that says, share in suffering like a good soldier.
Yeah.
Good soldier of Jesus Christ. And it says, nobody gets entangled in everyday affairs. Don't get yourself all wrapped around the axle over stuff that blows up. We do Bible study every Wednesday, and you all ought to come. You all should come on Wednesday. It's 1 hour. You come and you hang out, and we lift up people in prayer each week. When you go back through your prayer requests and you look over things that you've been praying for in the past year, you find out that God's a good God. He puts his hand on 90% of that stuff and fixes it.
Amen.
It fixes it. So if you give it up and give it to God, you don't have to spend all that time in turmoil, all that time worrying and wondering, and just realize that God will take care of it.
He's able.
666, Kit's favorite hymn. He hates it when I put this number in, but we can't put it on another page. Who is on the Lord's side?
Who
Father, we come this day in your sunshine and your cool breeze. We come and we gather together here and with like-minded Christians around the globe as we gather and are able, because of the great nation that we live in, to openly and freely share the word and the love of the light of Jesus Christ. We come today to be refreshed and renewed and to share in fellowship with like-minded Christians, to share in everyday work and to share in our everyday struggle, because we are not alone, Father.
Amen.
You walk with us, and like-minded brothers and sisters are there to assist us and lift us up. We pray, Father, for this day and for every day that we'll be utilized in your service, that we will purposely look forward to move and act on your behalf and be the light and love of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And let folks that don't know you see your face through us.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Father, as we prepare for service, we gather together in the prayer that your son Jesus taught us when he said,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
When we all get to heaven, we'll do first and last verses of 769. 679. Sorry about that. A little dyslexic on occasion.
Lexidexia.
To say from Boston, Massachusetts, God bless all of you.
Thank you.
We love all of you. At least I do, because I'm originally from down here, but I've lived in Boston for years.
Amen.
And I come to visit my son.
Amen.
Amen.
Visiting us.
Amen. Y'all may be seated. Ushers are going to come forward and receive tithes and offerings, and each week I say, share from your abundance. But when you look at the world around us, we truly are abundantly blessed.
Amen.
We're a little town with a lot of good people that gather together and help support each other. If you were on my text message list last night, I know Gail and Joel appreciated every prayer that was said on their behalf while they were in the emergency room. And there's a power when folks are gathered together. When you're fighting the battle and you're looking for prayers, it's nice to know that you've got folks that are there just a text message away, regardless of the time. And it was interesting, you know, I sent prayer requests out, and some of you folks got really cool icons that you send back on text messages. You know, I got one back that showed hands folded with people praying on it. I got, you know, folks with their, you know, hands folded and the little icons, eyes were lifted up. But just know that you're a blessing to folks all the time. All you got to do is be there and pray. You know, there wasn't any physical thing that we could do for Joel and Gail. They were in the emergency room surrounded with doctors that were trained. But we gave them the great physician and the great healing.
Amen.
So the ushers will come forward and receive our morning tithes and offerings. Come and we return each week just to bring a small portion back of what you've given to us. But there's no way we could repay you for each and every day and for everything that you do. So we return a small portion and you ask, Father, that you bless these gifts, that you give wisdom to the folks that use them as we move forward. We ask, Father, that you give us the opportunity to expand our ministry, to reach out and touch those that haven't seen your face or heard your voice. We ask, Father, for the opportunity to be better tools in the toolbox so that more people will come, so no one will be left behind. We ask that you bless these gifts as well as the giver. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Children's time. We only got one children.
He's a good one.
He's the best child we have today.
He's moving out of that children category pretty quick. But.
All right. In this little bucket, I have got water and a small bowl of soap, or bar of soap. I can't talk, but that's what I got in there. Now, the water represents the world. The soap represents, well, we have school starting pretty soon, right? Are you nervous about starting any one of the classes? Awesome. Some people get nervous about starting school. Now, I want you to think about something that does make you worry. You don't have to say it if you don't want to. Have you thought of something? Okay. Now, here's what a lot of people do, especially grown-ups. We're really good at grown-ups. We grab onto that problem and we hold on so tight that we think we can control it. But control really is an illusion, because the only one who really has control is God. Amen. So I want you to grab a hold of that soap for me as tightly as you can with one hand. This was the wrong soap to use. We're going to try another soap. That was God. You just pretended to be God. God was holding on to that. Now try holding on to that soap. It should be doing this.
You're going down a slippery soap.
See that? Exactly. Okay, so I want you to try to do that. Let it slip out of your hand. Good, try it again. Think of that problem. Let it slip out of your hand again. That every time you let it slip out of your hand, you're going to give it to God. I want you to think about that next time. Anybody who's worried about something, come on up here and grab the soap and try to hold on. You can't, if you have the right soap. By giving it to God, you can
rinse up your hands. Yeah, that's regular
water. Okay. Grown-ups especially do this. We hold on to stuff. We worry about our kids, and we think if we hold on to them tight enough, then nothing can hurt them. But that's not true. The only one that can hold on to them that tight is God. Mm-hmm. We think, oh, we can hold on to our money problems. If we just hold on to this tight enough, then it's going to get fixed. Only God can take care of it. So the older you get, the more tendency there's going to be for you to want to hold on to things like that. So, but you have to remember what just happened here. It slipped out of your hand. If you let it slip out of your hand and give it to God, God will take care of it, because God's the only one that's really in control anyway. The only control we have is what he allows us to have, or what we think we have, which is just an illusion. Yay. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are in control of everything, Lord, and that you are trustworthy, and you are true, and you care about us, and you make everything work out for our good, no matter what it is. Father, I ask that you help us to remember this at all times. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, Keller, you get Mrs. Verdickland this day. Prayer time. Opportunity to come together and talk to God. Opportunity to list up joys and concerns. And if you're so minded, you can turn to 670. It's a prep for prayer. We go to prayer each week, and that's not either.
665.
Yep. 665 talks about overcoming over adversity, and it's interesting because as you read the prayer, it says, "Lord, we pray not for tranquility." Nor that our tribulations may cease. We pray for your spirit and your love, and that you grant us the strength and grace to overcome adversity. For Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Each week we come and we lift up prayer requests and concerns, and our prayers are answered. We're a mighty prayer warrior force. Barbara's here, and we got Phyllis is here, and Faith is in the back, and Uncle George is here, and lots of folks that we prayed for along the way each week that we lift up in prayers are here. They're here, and they're prayer warriors, and they're vibrant. And so as we pray, know that when we lift up our prayers, that God enjoys hearing from us. that God wants to provide us and share with us is from his abundance and bless us abundantly. I'll begin the prayer request with the folks in the bulletin, and then I'll go to Kit and over to Ed and work your way through, and you're welcome to lift up prayer concerns and joys, and if you don't have anything special, say amen or thank you, Lord, and it'll move on to the next person. Father, we come each week and we lift up prayer requests for lots of different folks, Lord. We lift up Joel and Gail this morning as they're home recovering, and we pray, Father, that whatever issue Gail had, that it's in the process of being healed, that the healing is taking place even as we're here. We pray, Father, for Robin Bradbury and Trent, and Robin goes for cancer treatment. We lift up Kelly Moore, and as Kelly looks for a job and an apartment. We lift up Bob and Judy and Alma and Charlie and all folks that struggle with Parkinson's. We lift up all our cancer warriors, Roger Kerboy, and Kelly's friend Christina, Karen's friend Dee, and for her husband. We lift up prayers for all our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. We pray, Father, for your hand to be on them, that they would have good Christian mentors and folks that would keep them safe and secure in your hand, and that they would hear your voice and see role models of the way you'd have them walk. We lift up Pat Haley, and we're blessed that Pat's stepdad, that Pat J's stepdad is out of the hospital and got to go home for the first time in months. We're thankful for Jackie's brother and that he's moving forward with a high degree of energy. That Jackie's brother Art's moving forward, that he's, you know, proud and that he's capable and that he was able to drive this week. We pray for him and other folks that are amputees and suffer all types of injury and illness where they need to adapt and adjust and overcome. We're thankful for George is here with us, that Kit's here with us. We pray for Priscilla Varney, Alma's sister. Pray for Bob Acosta, Lisa's patient. We're glad that Phyllis is here.
Amen.
We pray for Susan White and for Barbara and Jack, and we're blessed that Barbara's here with us each week. She comes and shows us what can be done with your hand, Father. She's a living example of faith put into action. We pray for Kelly Morin, and we pray for all the folks around the world that need your healing touch on them. We pray for the little town of Wales and all its people, and we lift up our leaders, local and national. We pray for them, Father, and we pray for leaders around the world. We lift up our servicemen that are spread across the globe, that stand in harm's way each day protecting us, and we pray for their families that wait. We pray for our firefighters, EMTs, first responders, our police officers, all those folks that leave the comfort of their home to purposely put themselves into harm's way to protect others. And now, Father, we add our own individual prayers.
Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for my church coming to you. Please be with Gail and hopefully get better. Be with Barbara, be with all those folks who are struggling with issues, either financial, emotional, or health issues, Lord. Please help us all. And please lead us in your light, in your footsteps, Lord, so that we can live in everlasting glory and comfort in your presence.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day, and I would also lift up Gail. I hope she has a very swift recovery.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing us all here today. Thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, Lord. Thank you for all those who come out today, Lord. I pray you give me a special blessing for this service and take it with them when you go. Father, I pray you continue to bless my brother, our heir. I pray for his handicap apartment, Lord. I pray you just bless him with that, Lord, and bless his family, Lord, so they can help him with all this, Lord. Bless my mom. Pray you continue to comfort her, Lord, as she's going through all this. And also bless the rest of my family, Lord, my grandchildren, and everybody here today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, that you have given to us, not given to us a spirit of fear, but you've given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. We cast out all of Satan's fears and doubts and all his lies. And we know that Satan is mighty. And thank God that you're almighty, Lord. You can do all things. And we can do all things when you strengthen us. And we claim your power and your love in a sound mind, and always be remembered that true love casteth out all fears, Lord. Thank you for those gifts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord, for our family, for my mother's healing, continuous healing. Thank you for the family who travels to be with her. Thank you for her friends and church family around us, Lord, who just wrap their love around us. We thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you for my new engagement, and thank you for blessing my relationship, and look forward to everything you have for us. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for Keller, as always. Please protect him in every way. Please help us to embrace peace wherever we are, whenever. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for all of my parents. I pray that this little church is able to be strong enough and gracious enough to love all people, whether or not we like them or not.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for all the souls around you. And for everything that you've done so far.
Thank you, Lord, for all of your blessings. Especially, I pray for this little town of Wales, Lord. Let us all remember that there are families that are hurting, and they need our prayers. In your precious Son's name.
Thank you for the gift of this day. And I looked up our country, and I looked at the not be so divided, and feel your love, and just let reasonable heads prevail. And I too looked up the town of Wales and the typical times that seem to be happening right now. Amen. We want to do things for people, give us strength and healing. We need to help us to really live our lives. We pray for your guidance and your love for us. We thank you for asking for everyone that works so hard to keep things going.
Watching over Desiree, and hopefully she has a speedy recovery.
Thank you, Lord, for life. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day.
Father, we come and we're blessed by this day. We're blessed by your touch of the wind, your voice that surrounds us and lifts us up. We pray we're not distracted by cars going by and loud noises. We pray that we keep our eye on the prize, and the prize is you, Lord. Help us not be distracted by the news that scares us, by the words of other folks that hurt us. Help us never ever to lose our faith or our focus. Help the fear never to be overwhelm us so that we forget our faith that carries us through. We ask that you bless all these prayers, spoken and unspoken, and lift it up to you through your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sing first and last verses of 670. Rise up, O saints of God. 670.
The Gospel of 1 Peter, chapter 3, verses 13, 14, and 15. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? But, and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always, always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. It's the word of God. Amen.
Thank you, Charlie.
Well, Karen, you need that to me.
Hey, Karen.
Yeah.
We forgot Alma, Jackie, and Charlie's birthday.
We did.
Alma's birthday is not until next week.
Right. Tomorrow.
That's
his tune.
Yeah. Okay. Come back next week. We're going to sing to you. Good. If you don't come back next week, Charlie, we're going to sing to you anyway. You'll have to see it here on the podcast.
It's okay. I can wait another day.
Join with me in prayer. Father, we come and we gather and we ask that you'd come and put your hands on each person, that you'd lift us up, that you'd open our hearts and minds to all the possibilities that you have in store for us, that you'd calm our fears, that you'd take away our anxiety, that you would lead us with a light that's unmistakable, that the things that you ask us to do would be clear as a bell, Father, that you'd give us opportunity to serve you each and every day, and that we would be mighty, mighty and unafraid. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
In the bulletin, I used a few quotes that will help you through the week. First one comes from Peter, chapter 3, verse 13. Apostle Peter has these words, "In Christ there is no need for fear." There is no need for fear. And C.S. Lewis, it was funny, they asked him one day, "Why do the righteous suffer?" He said, "Why not? They're the only ones that should be able to take it."
Amen. Good answer.
Years ago, there was a professional thief. And the professional thief was named Black Bart. He terrorized the Wells Fargo stage line from San Francisco to New York. His name became synonymous with the danger on the frontier. Between 1875 and 1883, he robbed 29 different stagecoaches. Amazingly, Black Bart did it all without firing a shot, because he hid his face in a hood, and no victim ever saw his face. He never took a hostage or was trailed by a sheriff. Instead, Black Bart would later say from prison he didn't need to fire a shot. All he had to do was paralyze his victims with fear. Fear of the unknown was one of the greatest weapons of choice and intimidation. His presence and sinister threats were enough to overwhelm the stagecoach guard. And today, every day that we wake up and we turn on the news, the world is marked with terrorism, wars, constant threat of nuclear, biological, or chemical extinction. But praise God, we're beyond that. Praise God that we may face these truths the same way as everything that's in the Bible. It's a biblical message. We must fight fear by anchoring our lives to the truth. And the truth is, our master never changes. The message never changes. Our mission never changes. All the years that I served with Uncle Sam, you know, if you think there's wars and rumor of wars when you're outside, be on the inside wearing the uniform.
Amen.
You know, you want to spread news, you telephone, telegraph, or tell somebody.
Yeah.
And if you, you know, when you're in the military, Hank, how many rumors did you hear on where you were going different times?
We're deploying.
20 years, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, and the thing that gets you through all this, and I was visiting with Jeannie or somebody this morning. I said, I think it was Jackie and I were visiting. And I said, you know, the only way that you wear a uniform today is you hear God's voice. And Jesus said there will be wars and rumors of wars till I come.
That's right.
The end. He didn't say it's going to get better. He didn't say it's going to get worse. But he said if you have faith in me, you can live without fear.
That's right.
You can not just survive the day, but you can enjoy the day. You can be more than that conqueror. And the book, the basic instructions before leaving Earth, tells you, get up every day and gird yourself.
Yep.
That's right.
Gird yourself with the armor of God and get on and move on smartly and don't be afraid. Charlie, I'm going to let you tell a story. I'm going to let you tell the story about sharks in the water that you were telling Kit this morning.
Sharks in the water.
That there's always sharks in the water.
Oh, yes. He said, were you afraid of the sharks? And I said, if people only knew how many packs and how many sharks are always at their beaches, they would never stick a toe in the water. But the sharks are there and always have been and always will be there. It's just that if they're out of sight, they're out of mind. So the thing is, don't be afraid, because the sharks are there for the seals. They're not there for you. They usually bite you and spit you out, but one little nibble or a taste nibble on them is significant, but it's very, very rare. But people are afraid of the unknown, and also the movie that we all saw. So, but just when you think it's
When I was in the military, I was selected to drive a busload of folks that were on leave down to the beach. And I drove down to the beach. It was the end of the day, and I had all these guys that had been out training for days at a time on the bus, and I pulled up and parked, and they all piled off the bus, and I was a little tired, so I wandered out the thing, and there was this older gentleman and his buddy sitting up on the dock, and he said, "Young Sergeant, do those soldiers belong to you?" And I said, "Yeah, they're mine." He said, "See the sign?" And the sign said, "Sharks in the water, beware." But there was always sharks in the water. Every day you get up, you have a choice. Your glass can be half full or your glass can be half empty. Mm-hmm. And the Apostle Peter today gave us reassuring words that in Christ there is no need of fear. But what we learn from this chapter is that suffering is inevitable, that our situation is intimidating, and fear is something everybody's going to experience. Fear is something everybody's going to experience. You're going to be afraid for your children. You're going to be afraid for your spouse. You're going to be afraid for the world. You're going to be afraid for the community. But how you react to that fear makes the difference.
Amen.
How you react to the fear makes a difference. And Jesus keeps us above the fear. You know, it's in the scripture today in verses 13 and 14, it says, who is going to harm you if you're eager to do good? Question mark. But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. And I think that's my message to you today. Is don't fear what the unbeliever fears. Don't be frightened. The Bible talks about trials and tribulations. Being a Christian does not keep you free from trials and tribulations. It gives you a different point of view on how to handle them. It gives you a don't quit attitude. When you watch Barbara get up and walk and come in to church, it's a spirit of not fear, but a spirit of confidence that all our prayers and the prayers are being lifted up to her, along with the skill set that she has there. You know, God will take care of you. God will provide for you. George Reeland and Sue sit back there, and they're like the comeback kids. They're like the comeback kids. You know, George's the only guy I know, and I know a lot of different folks. And, you know, I was a trauma chaplain at Bay State for a long time. George's the only guy I know that went to the doctor and had his aorta unhooked while he was in the doctor's office. He didn't have it unhooked on purpose. He went there because he didn't feel good. And they said, hey, you need to go directly, don't pass go, go directly to the hospital because the pipe that's going in your heart's unhooked. God, George not only survived, but you know, he comes back and he's what all the men in Wales desire to grow up to be, a chick magnet. Every woman in Wales wants to go hang out and be with George. But George has got the spirit that he's more than a conqueror. He knows that whether it's knees or backs or elbows or whatever else comes along, that God will take care of you. Amen. That God will sustain you. And he's smart enough to know that he has a band of brothers, Christian brothers and sisters, that gather together each day and at any given moment. You know, it was pleasurable last night, if you can take pleasure in helping a brother and sister out that's having a crisis. You know, there are things about the internet that I dislike, you know, but when there's a crisis going on and I can get on this bad boy and text my son in North Adams and text 90% of my congregation and say, hey, we've got somebody at Wing that's in the ER and they need prayers, and they start to send you back messages because you folks must pay attention to when the little dinger goes off on these things and says you've got a message. But there's power. There's power in all the prayers being lifted up. And Romans 8:28 says God will work out all things for good. All things for good. This week we had a lot of unrest in Wales. And a couple of our folks in Wales were charged with a complaint and charged in a courtroom. And there was a lot of questions asked to me. What do I think? How could this be? How could this happen? What do you think? And I sent out an email to my deacons and to the person that asked it. And here's the deal. I can file a complaint on everybody here. I can walk in and I can file the complaint. If the complaint's severe enough, you will, if it's not severe, you wind up like my next door neighbor, one of her neighbors, filed a complaint for harassment. She came over and said, I gotta go to court. And so we were able to take care of that before she went to court. But if the charge is high enough, you wind up arrested and held without bail and arraigned, and then the trial comes. And so they said, what do you think? And here's what I think. I think you should pray for them. Now, I think what Betty said, that there's a lot of folks in Wales that have hurt and stuff going on, and I think you should lift them up in prayer and continue to pray for them. In Matthew, it says, in 6:33, it says, God will provide all necessities of life. Now, sometimes what you think is a necessity, God really doesn't think is a necessity. Yeah, along the way. God will give you glory in the face of insults. Sometimes folks say something to you that hurts your little feelings along the way. And you feel like, boy, that was a really mean thing to say. Pray for them. Because God will give you glory in the face of insults. The true life of Christ was best manifested through us. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 11, 12, it says, God provides great rewards for those who stand in the face of fear and suffering. And in 2 Timothy 4, 8, God will preserve us and take us to heaven when we stand in Him against our fears and suffering. Sometimes you got to get by your own fears and your own suffering. Some folks have fear of things that they've carried for a long time. If my wife was not down doing children's church with Keller, I'd let her tell you the story about when she was a young girl of 11 or 12, and the church that she went to really didn't preach a lot about heaven. And so she was concerned about where she would go when she died. And at age 11, she said that, I laid awake one night, she said, when you're a young girl and you're 11 or 12, you got all these bodily changes that are going on, and you got all this stuff that you're thinking about. And she said, I laid awake at night and I was despondent. I was beside myself because I thought for sure when I died, I was just going to lay in the ground and rot. And she said, I just didn't know what to do. She said, then I found out the rest of the story. I found out about the story about a God that loves us and raises us up and takes us home to be in heaven. And she was able to live the abundant life. Zig Ziglar was one of the greatest motivational speakers I had ever heard speak. And he said, fear is false evidence of appearing real. Now let me read that to you again. Fear is false evidence of appearing real. It's like those sharks. Those sharks are always in the water. I have a young granddaughter who will go to the ocean, but if she can help it, she's not going in the ocean anywhere around there because she knows that that little fish Nemo might be there, but there's big fish that eat Nemo, and she's not going in the ocean. And you know, so she'll go in if I can coax her in. But it's interesting. Zig Ziglar says we often run from on the imaginary.
Yeah.
And Job lived. He says, that which I fear the most has come to pass. There are legitimate fears and fears that aren't legitimate. But God will always give you the way out. So this week, claim the power.
Right.
Claim the power. Put on God's armor. Because you are a child of the Most High God.
Amen.
You are made in God's image. You are perfectly able to serve the way you are right now. Don't wait to get taller, smarter, thinner, faster, or anything else, more educated. Go be that warrior that God intended you to be today. And all God's people said,
amen. Amen. Do all things. Amen.
Stand up for Jesus. 663.
Bye.
grace and peace and power of Jesus Christ be in you and flow through you. May you be a light that glows in a dark world. May others see the light and love of Jesus in your face, in your touch, and in your walk. May you move this week more than you ever thought you could. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. And all God's people said,
Amen. Yeah.